I'm here at the Advanced Biofuels Leadership Conference with Mark Emalfarb, the Chief Executive Officer of Dyadic. And Mark, tell us, you know, what is Dyadic? What do you guys do?
Well, we're actually a biotech company that turns DNA into proteins. And so what I mean by that is we have a fungal cell that we created from a Russian fungus among us that for the last 20 years we've developed into a protein factory. And for the biofuel space, we actually take genes that encode for different enzymes, and we make sugar out of biomass. So we would basically make cellulosic sugars to replace oil. And so this is not food. This is the waste of, you know, it could be the wheat straw, the sugarcane bagasse, the corn stover, corn cobs. It could be empty fruit bunch in Malaysia, sugarcane bagasse down in Brazil. So it's all the different feedstocks or an energy crop like switchgrass or macanthus that people make. So what your field for fuel is, we're basically trying to get off oil and, you know, wean the world from its dependence on oil by growing homegrown jobs for our farm rural economy. And by making sugar, you can make fuels, chemicals, plastics, and polymers. So that's what we do for that space. But we also make enzymes for feed and food and pulp and paper and textile, cosmetics, nutraceuticals, you know, a whole variety of things. So we've basically spent the last 20 years developing a way to make proteins and enzymes in large scale cheap.
Well, and are the proteins and enzymes that you've got now to work, let's say, on the cellulosic end, are they interchangeable with whatever biomass, or are they specifically targeted for, you know, let's say maybe this one is for wheat straw, maybe another one is for walnut husk or whatever type of biomass we might be feeding into the system?
Yeah, so the base system will conquer it all. But then we tweak it depending on the biomass substrate. So if you're working with sugarcane bagasse and you have more hemicellulases in there, we would add some xylanases and hemicellulases in there in the genes to make that product work better. But the thing is that we can make all these enzymes in one fungal cell in one fermentation. So that's the big advantage. We're not making five different fermentations and blending five different enzymes together. It's all produced simultaneously out of the same cell line at up to 150,000 liters on glucose very inexpensively.
How does that translate then for your customers? Are you able to keep the cost down of the enzymes and proteins that you'd be selling to them to be able to carry out the processes that they need to do?
Yeah, for example, you know, one of our licensees, Abengoa Bioenergy, is building their own 25 million gallon cellulosic ethanol plant in Hugoton, Kansas. It's going to open up in Q4 this year. Our technology will be used by them to produce their own enzymes rather than buy them from us. Because if you produce enzymes on site, you can produce them for half the cost. Because when you run a fermentation in the industrial enzyme business, you run for 5 or 6 days. At the end of the fermentation, you end up with the enzymes and you end up with a bunch of cells and biomass. Then you have to separate the cells. You got to do ultrafiltration. You got to concentrate them. Then you add in stability agents like sorbitol or glycerol. And in some cases, the sorbitol and glycerol are actually more money than the enzymes. So you're paying for something you don't really need. And then you don't have to do all that downstream processing. If you're going to process it on site, you can use it and just dump it over the wall and use it right there. So it would be half the cost of basically buying it. And then, of course, you're saving the margin that the enzyme companies would be charging on top of that, whether it be 30% or 70%. So those are some big savings, you know, the margin savings, the producing it on site savings. And for all that, you know, you pay us a royalty and an access fee, which is far less than it would be if you had to buy them.
Well, and especially when we're talking about, you know, so many feedstocks rising in cost and margin being pretty tight there for a while and still continue to be, you know, this can make the difference between operating in the black and operating in the red.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the enzymes have always been sort of one of the Achilles heels of the cellulosic sugar side. And so this enables you to do things that you couldn't do before and to do them on site and to do without the profit margins that the enzyme companies want to charge will make the difference.
A lot of talk here today, a variety of subjects. As a company operator like yours, you know, what do you get from coming to a conference like this? What are you able to, I guess, extract, for lack of a better phrase, since we're in that mode?
Right. Well, I think that, you know, the Advanced Biofuel Conference, you know, here as in the one in San Francisco, it's a networking business development function for myself. You know, I see people I know. I meet with new people I don't know. Instead of getting a plane and flying to 20 different places, we can all meet up here. We can talk about what strategic partnerships we might form or joint ventures or potential license agreements or just in general, just, you know, networking. So to me, it's a great place to network. And then you learn, of course, different aspects of the business. So if you're looking for financing, they're here. You can learn all about financing. You heard that in the last panel. You know, if you're seeing the advancement that your competitors are making or that, you know, other people in the industry are making. And this whole thing is just mushrooming. It's finally coming of age.
Excellent, excellent information, Mark. Mark Emelfarb with Dyadic. Anything else I guess you'd like our audience to understand about, you know, what your company is doing here at the Advanced Biofuels Leadership Conference?
Well, again, I think, you know, that what we'd like people to understand what we do is we basically take DNA from any living source and make proteins and enzymes. So we're basically agnostic what people want to do. It's more of like what they need, how do we match up with their need, how our technology can help them take their discoveries and bring them to the marketplace. So whether it be feed, fuel, drugs, pharma, you know, cosmetics, nutraceuticals, fuels, chemicals, plastics, polymers, our technology sort of has an impact in all those industries.
Excellent. Thank you again, Mark.